Did any individual or particularly inspire or mentor you during your career?
Yes, though I think there have been a number. There was one particular chap at Daddy Fuel Systems called Jeff Peacock who was almost like, you knew Jeff Peacock.
I can remember Jeff Peacock. Yeah.
Really colourful character. He was from the eastern side of the southeastern end of the country, and he used to talk a bit like this sort of thing, you know, round the roundabout. But he was a great, huge enthusiast, a real, you know, you cut his arm off and you'd see production written through it. And he was a very inspiring guy, and it was the day, you know, he passed on was very sad for me. But yeah, he was certainly a great mentor. And I think a lot of other people that mentor you in a way that they don't even know they're doing, even people that you know, you aren't necessarily connected with on a day-to-day basis. There was, for example, a shop floor labourer called Stan from Jamaica, I think, who was the most lovely guy you could ever meet. And just his simplicity of life, I don't think he could even read or write, lovely chap. And his simplicity of life, you know, he had a big smile on his face every day, pushing a broom around the shop, and you could look at him as a model of somebody who was able to find, you know, happiness and peace and contentment. And that is a kind of mentoring when you just watch people working.
I guess you could class him as a memorable character. Were there any others?
Oh, there was you probably remember Little Jackie, who was another shop floor labourer, who was quite a memorable character, used to get up to all sorts of things. Doughty Rotel was a place where you could probably actually live there if you wanted to, because there was all sorts of characters bringing, somebody selling vegetables every day, somebody else you could get a cut of meat from. It had its own hairdresser at one time, didn't it? There was even a guy called Scratch Allen who was a bookmaker on the number three shop, was it? Who, if you wanted to, you could go and place a bet with. Not that I did, but it was almost like there was a sort of the 3,000 people there, I guess there was little second industries going on everywhere. And a lot of those characters were very memorable.